Do you want to start recording?
Yeah.
Do I sound hot?
No.
No, I'm talking about my body.
You don't sound ugly, Stover.
Thank you. You hear that bird again?
Yeah, that bird's going to be with us the whole episode, I can tell. He likes barbecue.
You know who I'm still hoping will be a guest?
Who?
Hey, they call me the meat man.
That's who.
Y'all don't see me eat now. Hit on the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. A Maytag tongue with a sensitive taster. I was born out in Texas, called the land of beef. Never catch a muscle greener, showing the hell that like a meat, I'm the meat man.
You're listening to Best Barbecue, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which is the best barbecue in the world. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger thinks our barbecue at the gas stations is the best. Isn't that true, Stover?
Yeah, he was just in town. He was at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. That's just outside of Austin. Westlake?
Well, he went to the one in Westlake, but it's a chain. There's a ton of them.
I've only been to that one. I didn't know it was a chain.
That's the one I go to most.
It's a gas station.
Yeah, it's a gas station in the front, and in the back there's a big Rudy's.
They have a this is self-proclaimed, by the way. They have a tagline, the worst barbecue in Texas.
I think it's actually not bad. I'll eat Rudy's.
It's got to be in jest. I can't think of a business actually saying that in earnest.
I'm not going to call them out, but there's places that, I mean, there's nowhere on the top 50 I'd eat Rudy instead of, but I'd eat Rudy's instead of a lot of the, you know, more popular barbecue places in town.
Well, like we've said, we just love barbecue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, meat's meat.
You know what I had?
What?
I had that Arby's brisket sandwich.
You're obsessed with really trying to scrape the barrel here.
I'm getting it all.
Yeah. Sure full coverage.
But, you know, going back to Arnold, he really liked it. He also, previously in May, he was in Houston. He was at Killen's Barbecue.
Okay.
Have you been there or heard about it?
No.
He loved that, too. He goes to the places he likes. And here's what he said, actually, outside. This is him in one of his Instagram stories.
It says, the worst barbecue ribs in Texas. But then when I ate the ribs, it was the best of the best. I loved it.
He gave a little eyebrow raise at the end. Little Arnold style.
I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't. When did he come to Austin? How did he end up at Rudy's? I want more information.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he was getting spotted around town. He was here Wednesday. That's July 12th, if you're hearing this late. 2017, if you're hearing this way in the future, when he's president.
He can't be president.
The rules can change.
It was the best of the best. I loved it.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How many times a day do you think Arnold says, I'll be back?
Well, the question is, how many times does he say it in reference to himself?
Constantly. It's like, got to be, right?
He might just say, hey, I'll be back. But then I bet when there's people around, fans or someone, he's like, hey, I'll be back.
Oh, it cracks their shit up too.
Oh, people go nuts for it.
That's how we got elected.
At some point, you know, when we have 500 episodes, there will be something that people just want to hear us say.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
What do you call a line of dolls?
What?
A barbecue.
Nice. That's good for the Australian audience. This episode's about Snow's. We talked to the owner. We talked to the pitmaster. But down the street from Snow's is a cow auction. And Stover stopped by there and got some recordings.
Yeah, when I had my full belly, I was like, I'm going to go check that out. Because I heard it in the distance. I heard that faint sort of hum, that sound.
In fact, when you're in line at Snow's, the road that Snow's is on, they actually bring the cows down. So the different cattle ranchers will bring a truckload of cows on a trailer up and down that street all the time.
Yeah, I didn't see the actual cattle auction. Have you seen it in action?
No, we need to go down there and get a clip.
Yeah, that would be great. I did, however, go up and say hi to all the cows. Went right up to them, got some audio. So let's take a listen to my little dispatch there. It's terrifying, right?
What you're hearing right now is the sound of, oh, innumerable cows in a giant cage all lined up, and I'm pretty sure we just ate one of their cousins. There's a small one looking at me. He appears to have maybe escaped. It kind of looks like someone's pet. He's in a garden.
That's true. There was a small cow, calf. I got to learn my terminology.
Calf.
A little calf in someone's garden. I don't think it got lost. It looked like a pet.
I mean, there's probably people ranching or doing something out there that they're running wild.
Racing them.
Something.
The rest of them are staring at me saying, I think, let us go, free us, buy us, take us home. We're better, smarter than dogs, and you can ride us.
That's not true.
I don't know if you ever saw that movie, The Omen, but there's this sound effect that they play whenever Damien does something evil. It's like locusts, it sounds like a plague, it sounds like hell. This is kind of what that sound is like.
That's how Stover covers the cattle auction.
You know, you make friends with the cows, you get really far in the barbecue scene.
They're out in fields all day. Sometimes they hang out in a pack, sometimes they're spread out, but they're probably enjoying, it's like a cow rave.
Yeah, that's what you were hearing, actually. They were up and they were dancing.
How many cows do you think there were? Hundreds?
Oh, easy.
We'll have to see how many they run through in a day. We'll have to ask the auctioneer. Before that, we actually had a chance to talk with Carrie Bexley, the owner. And if you come from Austin and take 696, you can see his lovely ranch on the way in. He's a pretty awesome guy, and he is the owner-operator of Snow's.
We're here with Carrie Bexley, owner-operator, Snow's Barbecue. How's it going, Carrie?
Going well. How are y'all today?
Good. Doing great.
You guys are a little short-handed. I heard Tootsie had some knee surgery.
Yeah, she had knee replacement last Tuesday, and she'll be out. I don't know. I look for her maybe next week, at least show up.
A couple weeks when, couple, in two your or three 80s weeks. After surgery. That's pretty impressive.
I didn't realize how much I missed her till now.
Y'all breaking a sweat in there.
And she's here quite a bit, so you really do notice when she's here.
She's a huge plus.
She's the hardest working person in the spot.
We got a phone call. It's a hazard of the industry.
I love including the rings because I'm so fascinated after hearing your ringtone. And you're going to have to sing it after this, but hearing what different ringtones are. And he's such a straightforward, straight shooting kind of guy. His ringtone is a ring.
Yeah.
But what's yours again?
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot.
We had a great meal at Snow's, though. Thankfully, you got there early. I was what I thought was early, but it turned out to be late.
I'm the meat winner in this relationship.
You earned the meat, for sure. But I got to eat it as well.
We were there right around 6, and we've been getting there lately around 6 or 6:15 and slowly moving backwards. Like, we were in the 20s last time, we were in like 32nd. I've been keeping close track since. I want to figure out the latest I can possibly get there and still be like in the top 20.
So you were 32nd in line and you left super early. So
5:30, 5:25.
You would say it's about an hour north of Austin.
An hour northeast. It's kind of, you go straight east and then you cut northeast. If you know where Taylor is, Taylor, Lexington, and Austin kind of make a triangle.
And for people that know Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it was filmed in Bastrop, which is out in that area too.
Yeah, Bastrop's more southeast.
Yeah, but still creepy. Not the town, the movie.
I don't know how much that relates to anything.
Well, they eat people, and that's meat. They're butchers.
Yeah, I need to watch the movie again because I've only seen the remakes.
Well, the reason I say it is because me and my girlfriend last year for Halloween, we heard that one of the locations in the movie was open as a barbecue spot. But it's not actually open. We went down there. We'd read a bunch of stories on all the blogs. And we got there and they weren't serving anything. It was a gift shop.
Well, we'll have to add that to our list of places to stop by.
We might have to take to-go barbecue and eat it outside. But we can do it super creepy-like.
Yeah.
We'll scare the tourists.
Something like that.
So what did we have at Snow's? Like, can you describe your meal and what you got for me as well?
Well, I got you a plate of, there was some sausage, mm-hmm. a rack of ribs, and what, a pound of brisket?
There was tons of brisket, yeah.
And me and the lady always get a pound or so of brisket and a half a chicken and some banana pudding. That's our regular standing order.
You talk about that banana pudding all the time.
It's homemade. Everything's homemade there. Even the potato salad. Those ladies make it right.
I got to try it next time. I just went straight meat and I kind of regretted it. I need to go a lot easier.
Well, the two of you whipped through that. You kind of got there and I unveiled the platter and there was nothing left. Me and the lady always take not a lot home, but we always have leftovers. It's nice to have a couple slices of brisket for the week.
Yeah, we put it down. You got a glimpse into our home life.
Tearing through meat.
Sucking it down.
Yeah. Hey, man, you're a Texan now.
What is your favorite thing at Snow's? Like, what drew you in?
I mean, Tootsie was the first person who drew us in years ago. Someone showed me the video that Yeti made. And I just like people who work hard and are consistent. So we started going there pretty consistently. The brisket is awesome. They use smaller briskets that they get from O'Brien's and Taylor. and the chicken's really, I mean, most places, speaking of Rudy's that we mentioned earlier, you know, Rudy's does chicken, but a lot of places don't do chicken. And these guys do chicken really well. They mop the crap out of it so the skin stays moist but crispy. I mean, a good half a chicken at Snow's is, I make stock out of the bones. I make that chicken last a week.
Yeah, I didn't try the chicken either. You know, I'm graduating away from beef because we were just, and this will be a future episode, we were just at Terry Black's and I had that turkey and I fell in love with it. So I've got to start branching out from the whole brisket thing.
Yeah. And the turkey at Snow's is really good too. I'm not sure. I guess we just forgot to ask for turkey.
Well, it's always a bewildering experience when you're smelling all those smells and it's so much fun and you're tired.
Oh, I mean, with me and the lady always end up doing, like, we tried to bring chairs for, I think, 3 weeks. And then finally I made a reminder on my calendar on Friday to bring them for Saturday. And then I finally remembered, but trying to get anything done at 5 a.m, it's basically just put on clothes, hope they don't look terrible. Run some water through your hair and get in the car.
There were some people ahead of you in line that had a Nintendo.
Yeah, they had a whole setup with a TV, and they were kind of taking it down by the time we got there, but they got there at 3 a.m.
For people that haven't been there, how would you describe the layout of their place? There's a small road in this small town that it's on.
Yeah, it's a small road, small town. The smokers are all under a roof, which is nice. So when you've been there, when it's raining, you have some shelter. The roof is open, though. There's no walls. And so it allows that smoke. It doesn't get smoky like you can't breathe, but there's a little bit of smoke in the air, which is nice because I feel like it adds to the flavor of the food. Plus, there's a bunch of picnic tables. Carrie's always going around offering people beer, or Clay's always bugging me because he knows I go there a lot. So Clay's always like, how is it today? What about this? What about this? And then I always bug him about at least 10, you know, different ways to grill things.
It's the little touches, I think, that make each place unique and special. And here we talk to Carrie about those special touches.
What is it about Texas barbecue that's so special? We always ask people this, and we're so fascinated with this question.
I don't know that I've ever answered it other than in Texas. When we do something, we try to do it right. And the fact that, you know, Texas people will work, and barbecue is very labor intense, and without the TLC and the time and attention to it, you can't consistently have good barbecue. And for the most part, Texas people are not afraid of working. I mean, just like I'm blessed with Miss Tootsie's 82-year-old woman that can outwork most men my age at 50 today in Austin and Houston and everywhere else. I mean,
she's a legend.
The culture of the youngsters are not the same today, and I've got 5 of them, but it's our responsibility to teach them, because the schools and the society's not going to help them. It's our responsibility to teach them how to work.
Yeah, it's very clear that he's a hard worker. We were behind the scenes getting some photos, social media stuff, and he was over those chickens paying special attention to them.
Yeah, and when Tootsie's there, she's working all those smokers. They're all the ones that open on the top, you know, the big flat. And so there's 4 of those that they'll be working. Sausage, chicken, pork steaks, all that.
And it's that hard work and that perfection that got them to the top of that Texas Monthly barbecue list.
Yeah, I think it was a beautiful thing to see them get number one again.
Here we talk to Carrie about that list.
Y'all are just getting hit up now that you're all on top of the Texas Monthly. I heard Aaron Franklin came and gave
you some
congratulations.
He came out and brought a thing of flowers for Miss Tootsie, and a bottle of whiskey for me. Was class act. Yeah, they're great people. And
he must know you then.
Oh yeah, we've been friends with them a long while, and them, and there's so many more from our end of the business that are just wonderful people. I mean, we've probably met everybody that's in the top 10, if not all 50 of them, and it's just some great people.
No one really has any hard feelings about who's first or who's second. Everyone's kind of happy that everyone's doing well, right?
That is exactly right. I mean, we wish everybody well, and Aaron made the comment. He said, you was one that I was okay with knocking us out. And like I said, they're great people, and we're just fortunate to be in the mix of all of them.
That's a real gracious thing to do, stop by.
Yeah, and I think it's a friendly competition. I don't think anyone is cursing. I mean, they really just rank the top 10, but there is top 50. And as I've said 100 times, if I put you at a table with 10 slices of brisket, depending on the day, you might pick one as the best one or one as the worst one. You know, some people use more salt and pepper. Some people smoke longer. Some people wrap. I would say the top 50 are really just all the top. The first five are, I can't imagine. It takes them 6 months to make that list. So I can't imagine what they're doing to try to decide who's first.
And Franklin's was first the last time they did it.
Right. So it went Snows, Franklin, Snows.
So we'll have to see if Snows can do it twice in a row.
Yeah, well, you know, in 4 years, we got a lot of barbecue to cover between now and then.
Like I said, early death.
I'm good. I work out. I work
out. All right. So here's Carrie talking more about that list.
Well, everyone's got, what, 5 years now to
They changed this year and went to doing it every 4 years. I don't think they'll move it up again, but who knows? Texas Monthly does a good job of promoting it, and they may move it up again.
That list is tremendous. It's so much fun to read.
We're going to eat at all of them. I just can't wait for it.
I just, you know, if you go online, you can see it. If you didn't get the print magazine, we went out to try and get another copy, and we couldn't find it. It was really popular, but you can go online. It's just great little looks and portraits and everything. Leanne from La Barbecue shot photos for a previous edition of that same special guide.
Leanne's photos are great. Anyone who hasn't seen her photography should check it out.
Yeah, just search for Leanne Miller, spelled like Mueller, photography. So here's Carrie Moore on Texas Monthly and the list they put together and all that hard work. Like he said, 6 months is a long time.
A lot of legwork goes into this, and this time, I mean, maybe with the exception of us, there might have been some fussing, but from our standpoint, we hadn't heard hardly any fussing of what they did. You know, they've got Daniel on staff now and does a good job of ciphering through them. And
shout out to Daniel Vaughn. Woo!
They don't take nobody and just put them out of the rankings from before without numerous stops and checking, and that's the plus of it. They don't make a quick run through the state and pick 50. They do some intense, you know, checking.
It's a serious list.
Oh, it's intensive, and when they say it takes 6 months, I'm sure that's not a slow 6 months. I'm sure you're driving, you're tasting, I'm sure they're doing some sort of checklist, or I'm guessing that covers a whole range. You know, if we can get Texas Monthly on the mic, it would be nice to hear a little more in depth on how they do it.
What's interesting to me about Snows is that it's a small town. A lot of these places we've been going to are sort of around Austin, of course, but they all have their own unique vibes, even though they're sort of within driving distance of the city.
Yeah.
And Lexington, there's these great little thrift shops, those kind of gravelly type of streets. There's no curbs. It kind of just goes down into the grass. You hear the sound. You hear the outdoors.
Well, there's not a lot of people hanging out except on Saturdays. Most days, that's a quiet town.
Yeah, we're talking under 1,000 population.
I'm not sure exactly what the population is, but it's in between Giddings and a bunch of other towns. So a lot of the people who live there, I mean, Tootsie works in Giddings during the week.
She works for a school district.
Right.
It's interesting to me when 300 people, these ravenous barbecue fans, just line up in a small town, almost adding a third to the population every week.
The interesting thing about Texas Barbecue, now Texas Monthly has made this list again, but you don't see, even at La Barbecue, you don't see the people that at Snow's or Franklin's, people from Norway or Australia, people come from a much further distance for a few of the places that are on the top 50, but they're not all, you know, they don't all have as much notoriety or news articles. I'm not sure who decides, but obviously Franklin's great at, you know, he's got this book, he's got a YouTube channel, he's got a PBS show. So, everyone knows about him. And at the same time, a lot of these places have different levels of media and marketing. So, I mean, Snows doesn't really do a lot of marketing, but they just happen to get picked up because of these lists.
It also adds to the endearing quality of the spot, though, the fact that they're not saturated.
I think just recently, Carrie started Instagram, and Clay's Instagram is great. Me and Clay kind of bonded over Instagram initially.
And Clay works the pits at Snows.
Yeah, Clay's one of the pitmasters.
Here's Carrie talking about some of the changes in Lexington when that big thrust of people comes.
As far as much change in Lexington, there hadn't been much other than on Saturday morning. I mean, you know, the last three or four weeks now, there's been an excess of 200 or 300 in line, and we're not used to seeing that, and the townspeople are sure not, but they're adjusting okay.
Lines going through people's yards and stuff.
Right, huh? And like I said, there's probably some bickering I hadn't heard, but for the most part, they're okay.
Kerry keeps talking about how barbecue people are good people when we were talking to him.
Yeah.
And he's got a real point. We've thrown out around the word family and all that stuff, but the vibe at all these barbecue places, whether people are tired or hungry, is kind of jovial.
Yeah. Everyone's there to have a good time. I mean, there are, if you're in the first 30 minutes to an hour of getting barbecue, everyone's scoping your plate, seeing what you're doing. And in fact, while we're sitting in line, if we're up on the little platform by the front door, we'll at least once get asked, what time did you get here to see? But in general, everyone's having a good time. People usually bring drinks, they bring coffee. And if they don't have any of that stuff, a lot of times the guys will be sitting there drinking beer and all the wives will be standing there kind of annoyed. And then they'll go out and get coffee and donuts. There's a great donut shop down the street. There's a bunch of gas stations. And so half the group will disappear while the guys that just want to sit and drink beer are sitting and drinking beer.
And it feels like a field trip.
Oh, yeah. It's a destination. And half the reason that we go there early now is because it's just too hot. You know, you're waiting for barbecue at 11:30 on a Saturday in July. It's damn near 100 degrees.
It feels like it's damn near 100 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, well, that's because you always turn the air conditioning off because you're afraid it's going to affect the recording.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah, well.
Well, look at what I'm wearing this time.
The sacrifices.
I'm showing Yoni my guns.
Yeah. Guns out. Sun's out.
Not real guns. I know this is Texas. We have to clarify.
You don't carry a gun?
No, I carry a pen. Okay, speaking of how barbecue are good people, we're trying to be good people, but here's Kerry talking about why he likes barbecue people.
There's not a better class of people than the barbecue people, from our end that own the businesses to the customers. I mean, I've met more genuine people in the 14, 15 years we've been doing this than I have in any other business or entity I've ever been affiliated with. I mean, these people they're good people, and that's what's me and Tootsie have visited so rewarding, is how many good people we've met. You know, when you sit here two or three hours in line and don't get anything, you're subject to be aggravated with 102 or 103 degree temperature, and the people are just very understanding.
Here's some more on barbecue people.
They're genuine. I mean, I there's nothing I can say bad about them. I could call upon most any of them in the business today and need something, and they're going to be here, and we'd be the same for them.
He's a guy you would be happy to have on your side.
He's so sweet. He is. Him and his son were handing out gift cards and hats and all kinds of things. I mean, obviously they're not going to give it to me because I'm kind of a ringer, but they were counting, I think, the 50th person in line got a gift card, the 100th or 75th person got a hat. They just walked the line. They always have a keg, and that's, I believe we covered it. You know, Kerry buys that keg. It's not something, it's not a sponsor, it's not Budweiser, it's not... He just buys a keg because he wants people to have something to drink.
Yeah, beer and barbecue at 8 in the morning.
Well, now that the line's crazy, he got a keg. But when we first started going a year ago, he would just walk around and hand out Lone Stars.
That's super Texas.
Oh, yeah. And the best is in the fall, once hunting season starts, all the Lone Stars do camo cans.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say he was handing out heads of deer.
No.
Okay.
That would be cool to get some... Maybe we should catch a deer and see if one of them will throw it on the pits.
If I caught a deer, the only thing I would want to do is hug it. Maybe a little kiss here.
I don't think a deer would like that.
Speaking of how great the staff are at Snow's, I actually haven't met Tootsie yet. She got injured recently, people have been saying, and there's tons of support for her.
Everyone's excited to see her come back, and she's a hard worker. She's one of those people that doesn't like to sit around.
No, just like Carrie. I mean, she's built to work. It's in her bones and her blood.
Yeah. Miss Tootsie went through a lot of trials and tribulations last year as far as her health. Her husband's passed away and her son passed away. And without the barbecue family, I think she would have been a total different woman. I mean, there's so many of them that just did so much for her and stepped up that it's very touching to her. And she understands it now and can see it, that it's just, it's amazing that what the people did for her during her tough times.
Yeah, I mean, everyone we're talking to is sending their love and support to her.
Yeah, and it didn't sound like it was major, so she's healing quickly.
Well, that's a mark of a tough person.
Oh, yeah.
Like Wolverine.
I don't think she heals quite that quick, but she's tough. People stay moving. My buddy crashed his bike years ago, and they said if he wasn't in such good shape, he probably would have to take a month to learn how to walk.
Hey, Yoni.
What?
Who does the best barbecue in the jungle?
Who?
The griller.
Nice. Where are you finding these?
I should point out that I'm on Red Tractor Food on Twitter. They were having a contest 3 years ago called Friday Fun Day. Share your best barbecue jokes for a chance to win a set of garden lights.
Did they say who won?
No, I think they abandoned that contest because these jokes are kind of... Boop, boop. Why don't the French barbecue?
Why?
The snails keep slipping through the grills. That's borderline like offensive to our French listeners.
I don't know if it's offensive. It's just, it's a reach.
We don't have any French listeners yet, but we do have 17 from the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
So shout out.
Shout out to the UAE.
So finally, Carrie invited people to come stop by.
We're cooking right out here where you can see everything. There is no secrets. You know, if it's pictures with Tootsie or looking in the pits, we'll find time for everybody that, you know, took the time to come see us. We've got time for them. We're not running them through as fast as we can and getting them out of here. I mean, we want to
say we're open for
to run them through, but we want them, you know, if they're wanting to take pictures or whatever, we've got time for them.
Heard there. See, I'm going to keep this in because so people know that we occasionally mess up. Heard us planning what we were going to do during that clip.
Yeah, I accidentally unmuted us.
And in case people thought we were being rude to Carrie, we were there, so we've already heard it.
Yeah, why don't we run through that again so people can hear the whole thing?
Hey, how about we do some fun little rewinding here? Get ready. Let's go.
That's probably good.
Tootsie are looking in the pits. We'll find time for everybody that, you know, took the time to come see us. We've got time for them. We're not running them through as fast as we can and getting them out of here. I mean, we want to run them through, but we want them, you know, if they're wanting to take pictures or whatever, we've got time for them.
I'll tell you what. There's a reason why me and the lady hold a record for going to Snow's the most Saturdays in a row. They are great people making great food, and they're not kidding. They will drop everything to take a picture, to answer your questions. It's like hanging out at a celebrity signing or something. People just walk up and take pictures with Tootsie. I got a few. That's the spot, Snow's Barbecue. Number one in Texas. One of my favorites. Only open on Saturdays at 8 a.m. till sell out.
I really want to go back to Snow's. I keep thinking about it.
I'll be there on Saturday. Join me.
It's not work anymore. It's just pleasure.
Well, I got chairs in the car. I basically just leave them in my Jeep now because I'm afraid I'm going to forget them. I brought one beer last time, but I think I'll bring three or four this time.
Yeah, you can only take a little bit from the keg. Everyone has to have their fair share. You can't go too hard on that thing.
I mean, Carrie's a great guy for buying that keg, but I don't want to drink Bud Light, man. I want to drink some local beer.
Do you have a pair of fancy pants I can borrow?
No, it's not fancy pants. It's just good. That's the problem, is that everyone thinks it's some snob shit, and it's not. It's good beer. I mean, the River beer from Hops and Grain is, we had that when we were cooking the other day. That's just a good drinkable beer.
But at one time, Coors was considered good beer as well.
But that's because Coors used to use real ingredients. Now they all use rice and a bunch of crap. River beer is like an original Coors back in the day when it was good.
We need to start a beer podcast so I can get edumacated.
Oh, all day. Well, you know I run a beer tour company, so.
I do know that. Speaking of promotions, why don't we give out our social media so everyone can find us online?
You can find us on Instagram as Best Barbecue, on Twitter as Best Barbecue. You can also email us at contact@bestbarbecueshow.com.
And don't forget to give us 5 stars. It really helps a lot. Every rating we get just drives us further and further up the charts.
5 stars on Facebook, 5 stars on iTunes, as many as you can do.
In fact, it's a good rule of thumb whenever you're rating someone, just give them 5 stars always.
I personally, if I don't want to give a place 5 stars, I just stay out of it. Unless I've gone in there and let's say it's a restaurant and it was, you know, they were cursing and throwing stuff. I don't like giving bad reviews. I only give 5-star reviews.
And also don't forget to subscribe and make sure to download the episodes as well.
We'd love questions. If you have thoughts or ideas or you want to know how to cook, you want to send us a picture of your pit, you want us to feature your pit or what you're cooking, we're getting on Reddit a little bit, talking to people and giving tips. So however we can help, let us know.
And remember, when we say pit, we're talking about barbecue pits. You have to be clear. Right. This is the internet.
I think that if you put a piece of meat in your armpit and ran. I don't know if you could get it up to 250. You probably cook a piece of meat in your armpit.
Check it out.
Yeah. Why don't you wear sleeves next time, Stover? It's not that hot in here.
I'm holding some chicken cutlets under my arms. You don't want to see where the third one is, though.
I mean, you should have acclimated by now. I don't sweat half as much as you do. I mean, maybe you need to be out in the sun more.
I think I'm pregnant. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. New episodes Monday.
BestBarbecueShow.com.
It'll come in and meet me.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media, produced right here in the heart of Texas.